Adam Schultz, I've been reading about you and finding out about Canada's Indiana Jones, quote. Do you remember the first time you ever went out exploring? Where did this come from?
Well, the very first time, no. I'm afraid I have no recollection of that. But I was doing it from a very early age, ever since I was old enough to walk. I was out in the woods around my family's home, and I consider myself very lucky that I got to grow up in Canada with a forest on my doorstep. And probably like a lot of Canadian kids, that fired my imagination and it made me want to get outdoors in the wild every chance I got.
So whereabouts in Canada did you grow up, Adam?
I grew up in rural Ontario in Fenwick. And then as an adult, I ended up moving to Sudbury. I don't live in Sudbury anymore, but I was a former Sudbury resident. And I have a lot of fond memories of my time spent there.
Okay, so for like the novice explorer in around Greater Sudbury, can you give us a few tips about awesome places to go and explore?
Well, I mean, I think that's the great thing about living in Canada and Northern Ontario. There are so many thousands of lakes and rivers and creeks. You really can't go wrong. I mean, I've done expeditions now for almost 20 years across Canada's wilderness in all 10 provinces and 3 territories. And I sometimes think to myself, even if I lived 10 lifetimes, I would never see it all. I mean, Canada is just so vast, and we have so much wilderness that the possibilities for exploration are really endless.
You know, it's funny, when I'm driving from Sudbury to anywhere in Southern Ontario or Northern Ontario, I look out at the side of the highway and I see the rocks and I see the bush and I see the trees and I think, you know, I wonder if there's spots there that no one has ever stepped before, ever. And I'm sure there are. There's just so much to explore.
Oh, especially in the high Arctic, where I've done some of my expeditions. Like in the high Arctic, we're talking literally tens of thousands of uninhabited islands. I mean, I think, don't quote me on this exactly, but I think there's over 29,000 different islands in Canada's Arctic alone, and only about 12 are inhabited. So that is true wilderness, and that's exactly where I love to go on my expeditions.
To the Arctic.
No, the Arctic many times. I mean, a few years ago, I did a journey alone across Canada's Arctic that was 4,000 kilometers and took 4 months to complete. But I mean, one of the great things about Canada is the diversity of landscape. So I love it all, not just the Arctic, but the subarctic, the boreal forest, the rivers and lakes of northern Ontario, the Pacific Northwest rainforest in British Columbia. I just came back from a recent expedition in the Rocky Mountains. I was retracing the route of an explorer over the Athabasca Pass. I mean, that's one of the great things about Canada's wilderness. We have a lot of diversity in terms of the landscapes out there.
4,000 kilometers across the Arctic? I'm sorry, my feet are cold just thinking about it.
Well, it was actually fun. I mean, I really enjoyed it. All the wet socks and the cold were totally worth it. I mean, that was actually a journey that I will cherish to my dying day.
What was the, okay, so it's kind of like picking your favorite child, I guess, but what was the best part of that journey? What did you enjoy most about that journey across the Arctic, Adam?
Well, I had many encounters with wild animals, bears, wolves, caribou, but I think the landscape itself is what I liked the most. Just, you know, paddling across these lakes, clear as crystal. And some of the lakes in the Arctic, you can literally see hundreds of feet down because they're just perfectly clear, and the rock as old as time, some of the oldest rocks on the planet, and just the tundra, you know, beyond the trees, north of the forest, you can see for miles. I mean, the horizon just stretches, it seems endlessly before you, and the solitude, wandering for weeks or even months in a place where you don't see another living soul is a pretty special feeling.
I was just going to ask you about loneliness. You weren't lonely on that four-month journey?
No, I wasn't really lonely because the adventure of it all kept me so fully engaged. You know, every day was a challenge, but it was a challenge in a good way as well. I was navigating up rivers, around canyons, across ice-bound lakes. So every day was an adventure. And I think because of that, I didn't really feel the loneliness so much. And plus, I mean, there was tons of wildlife around to keep me company. I might have an Arctic ground squirrel scurry up to me, or a bald eagle fly by, or a bear that was nice enough to say hello in the middle of the night. So there were always animals to keep me company.
Were you following any particular route, or did you map this out?
Well, I designed my own route, because if you try to Google like how to cross Canada's Arctic alone, you're not going to find a lot of hits. And I designed my route to be as efficient as possible because realistically, I didn't know if I could pull this off in a single summer. I mean, even now, the Arctic summer is pretty brief. Those lakes are ice-covered for most of the year. Some of the lakes still have ice on them in July, and then by September, you have your first really big Arctic blizzard. So it was a race against the seasons, and I tried to design a route that would give me the best chance of pulling this off. I started in the Yukon, and then from there, I simply went east all the way over to the salt water of Hudson Bay. And sort of roughly, I went along the Arctic Circle, but, you know, it looks easy on a map, but when you get out there, there's so many obstacles, lakes, rivers, creeks, mountain ranges even. So I just had to choose whichever was the path of least resistance in any given circumstance.